This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 13, 2016. Sunrise at 6:20 a.m., sunset at 6:55 p.m. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that the stage is set to restart an FW Web zoning conversation that both passed and failed several months ago. But this time things are different, according to Luca. The Salem City Council and Planning Board will hold a joint public meeting Monday, September 19, to consider rezoning land on Bridge Street to a B4 wholesale and automotive use as FW Web, a longtime tenant in the city, pursues plans for an expansion. The zoning change targets land at 293 and 297 Bridge Street. The 293 Bridge Street parcel, located west of Webb's current building, is zoned NRCC, North River Canal Corridor, while 52,491 square feet of 297 Bridge Street would be changed from R2 zoning, which supports residential two families. Changing the zoning would make the project easier for the company to pull off and better fit the restricted uses of the site, according to Robert Muccioni, the company's chief operating officer. In political news, the party is over for Lynn's Thomas McGee, who is stepping down as state party chair. Bill Newell has that story.
State Senator Thomas McGee will not seek re-election as chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party. In a story written in today's edition of the Daily Item, Thomas Grillo continues to write, "In an email to the State Democratic Committee over the weekend, the Lynn Democrat, who faces no opposition in his Senate re-election bid in November, said that he is proud of his accomplishments over the last 3 years, which included strengthening the state's party relationship with organized labor and working special elections, which included recapturing Republican seats. Quote, I'm not leaving until November. I have a full plate, including the sheriff's race, where for the first time in many years we could elect a Democrat, and numerous legislative races as well," McGee told the Item. City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre said McGee's resignation could fuel speculation that the senator will run for mayor next year against Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy. "As chairman of the Democratic Party, he's done a wonderful job," he said. "As to what happens in 2017, that's up to him and his family. It's premature and anyone's speculation. I did see on Facebook someone wrote, is this the beginning of the mayoral run?" The mayor did not return calls to the Item for comment. There are more details and there is more reaction to the McGee announcement in today's edition of the Daily Item. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Thank you, sir. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, "To Gloucester school officials, the idea of merging East Gloucester and Veterans Memorial Elementary Schools into a new building that would be constructed in an area known as the Pines is a logical next step for the city's school district. School committee chairman Jonathan Pope is quoted as saying, I'm sure some people will be opposed to it, but ultimately we as a school committee have to come up with not with a plan that's best for any individuals, but one that's best for our school children and one that's best for the city." Some East Gloucester residents, such as Marianne Boucher of Mount Pleasant Avenue, say the idea is just not right on so many levels. She's quoted as saying, "We want what's best for our students, but we want our East Gloucester school rebuilt where it is." Wednesday, residents will have the chance to speak up about the future of East Gloucester, veterans, and to an extent, about Beeman Memorial and Plum Cove schools, where the school committee hosts a forum regarding its next building step as part of its regular meeting at 7 p.m. And Ray Lamont also writes in the Times, "When Rockport Town residents gathered for their fall town meeting Monday night, some of their first votes came to allocate their community preservation tax dollars to carry out the dredging of Mill Pond, the rehabbing of their historic Pigeon Cove fire station, and four other projects. Calling out emphatic ayes on voice votes, the 227 voters in Rockport High School's John Lane Performing Arts Center gave their approvals both to steer $250,000 into the latest phase of the Mill Pond and Millbrook Meadow project and $300,000 to shore up and restore the exterior of the 1877 vintage Pigeon Cove station. The proposals were the most extensive of the six community preservation projects to be funded through a projected pool of $540,000 in this fiscal year's revenues through the Community Preservation Act and through a CPA reserve fund. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.